Do not move, my lord.
Shh.
Shush. There is no one to help thee. Step 1 inch in the wrong direction, and mine arrow shall pierce thine heart. And trust me, I won't miss. Dost thou understand me? Ugh. Forget these formalities. It's just us here now. What do I want? You'll give me anything. That's right. You will. I know you can't see me. So stop turning your head to look for me. I'll allow you to see me soon enough. But first, kneel. You heard me, my lord. Take a knee. There. Was that so hard? You'd best swallow your pride now, my liege. Or this is going to be a very difficult evening for you. Probably one of the hardest you've had in a long time. Now, hands behind your back. Cross your forearms. Good. I shall emerge from the darkness behind you. Your orders are simple. Remain completely still and perfectly silent. Do as I say, and you shall live. Disobey me, and I shall paint the soil with your blood. Are we clear, my lord? Capital. Here I come, then. I'm here now. Close your eyes and open your mouth.
Sorry. I just had to fuck with you. It's for the cloth gag, of course. I can't have you yelling for your precious guards while I'm trying to haul you away. Now can I? Would you prefer I muffle you with a spell? I admit, magic is not my forte. I may make an error. The effects could be irreversible. Oh well, practice makes perfect, no? Here goes nothing. Silentium. Hey! Don't move your head. Don't move anything at all. Last warning, my liege. Fine. Have it your way then. No magic for now. The cloth will be more than enough. Here. Open up. That's better. Try and scream for me. Go ahead. Call for your people. Let us see if they come to your aid. Oh, by the gods, now you're being shy. I couldn't shut you up a moment ago. I said, call for them. You're fucked, my liege. Don't look so gloomy. I'm going to help you onto my steed, and we shall ride away into the moonlight. Isn't that just romantic? Hmm.
I can't tell if you're angry or frightened. Just know that if you choose to resist me, I will bind you by your feet instead and drag you behind me. Hopefully, you'll still be alive by the time we reach my quarters. Don't be mistaken. Whether you live or not makes little difference to me. I'm still getting my coin. The true question is, am I turning in a live captive or a corpse? You're coming with me, one way or another. Good choice, my lord. I don't care much for brutality. That's your father's forte, not mine own. You're still royalty, you know. And although you're still my prisoner, I'll give you the respect you so rightfully deserve. Now, before we take off, I have to get this blindfold on you. It should go without saying that I prefer you not know how to get to my home, in case things go south, and I need to hunt you down. There. Thank you for your cooperation this far, my liege. Shall we get moving? Hiya! I did it. I actually fucking did it. I caught the prince. Fucking unbelievable. Oh, you are going to make me rich. It was so easy. I snatched you right off the path. I didn't even have to go into town. You see, I had this whole plan to scale the castle walls and take you from your bedroom. But, wait a moment. What on earth were you doing outside the city walls this late at night? Does His and Her Majesty know about your late-night excursions? Sorry. Right. The gag. You can't answer. I'm afraid you must remain like this for a little while longer. I need to make sure we aren't being followed. It's a bumpy ride. My apologies, dear prince. You probably aren't used to such treatment. Being tied up and thrown over the back of my horse like this is probably as humiliating as it is uncomfortable. Worry not, my lord. Tis temporary. Shh. Do keep quiet on the way. We don't want to attract any unwanted attention. If you do, I'll leave you as bait. You stand no chance with your wrists bound behind you like that, unable to see or speak. I wouldn't take any unnecessary risks if I were you. Okay? We shall arrive in just a moment. And we're here. It's not much, but it's home. I'll remove your blindfold and your gag so you can take a look as well as catch your breath. How do you like my cozy little cabin? The moss covering gives it some character. Is it not enchanting? The look on your face speaks volumes. What's the matter? Have you never seen a forest home before? You know, I used to own a beautiful house in the city before your father put that enormous bounty on my head.
dead or alive, too. What a nightmare. Ever since then, I've been out here on my own. But it hasn't been all bad. The forest provides me with everything I need to survive. Food, water, materials for weapons and armor. Alchemy ingredients, ore deposits, you name it. I admit, however, it gets lonely. At least you're here now. Allow me to help you down, and let's get you inside, my lord. It's quite cold out here. Welcome, welcome to my humble abode. First things first. I must pat you down. Search you. I can't imagine the prince would be foolish enough to leave the safety of his town unarmed. Especially not in these times of war. Now, hold still. Pockets clean? Ooh, what's this? Mine now. What's this? No. No, not that. We'll address that later. I was referring to this. Oh my. Look at this dagger. Masterfully crafted. Truly a sight to behold. It is elvish. The intricate design is unmistakable. This blade was forged by my people. We don't often trade weapons with your kind, so I wonder, wherever did you get it? No matter. I'll be taking it back now. Ah, no. Stand down. I'm not finished searching you. That's right. Nope. Nothing there. How about here? Take off those boots. They look like they'll fetch me a pretty penny. Oh, you won't miss them. I'm sure your tailor will make you a new pair with a snap of your fingers. I said, take them off. Move it. Forgive me. That's no way to talk to a prince. No weapons in your boots, huh? You couldn't even fend off a tiny little elven girl. What did you think you were going to accomplish with nothing else than that dagger? What if you were attacked by a minotaur or a wyvern? His Majesty would never find you, because there would be nothing left, you fool. Why do I care? Don't get me wrong, I don't. Now, be quiet. I've searched nearly all of you. It's safe now. Here, I'll sit you down on my bed. It's soft, unlike the saddle you were just bent over for the last half hour. Oh, and I'll finally lower my hood and remove my mask. It's about time you saw your captor. Ah, much better. This cloak has to go as well. Oh, your reaction. Yes, you've seen my face before, indeed. Not only in person, but also on the wanted posters plastered on every wall around the kingdom. Yes, it is I,
Seria of Tauren. Or, if you prefer that god-awful title your people have so graciously bestowed upon me, the Shadowfoot. We've met only once. It was brief. You allowed me into your father's chambers. Don't you remember? I posed as one of his mistresses. The man had so many, he lost count. Not even his own son knew the difference. You just let me walk past all of those guards, completely unarmed. You and your men were so gullible. All I had to do was show a little skin. If it weren't for you, I never would have gotten close to His Majesty's prized ring. But now, it's right here, in my possession. See? I have a buyer lined up. Once it goes through, I'm skipping this town. And... Sit down, my lord. Now. This is your final warning. I have been overly generous thus far. Anyone else would have ended you by now. One more mistake, and it shall be your last. Look, I know this ring was supposed to be passed down to you. It's a family heirloom, isn't it? How many generations back does this go? I heard it's quite ancient. There isn't a jewel like this anywhere else in the realm. I understand why you're angry. I do. But what did it actually mean to His Majesty? What does it mean to you? How often do you gaze at it and admire it? I'll answer for you. You don't. I stole it from a dusty jewel box stuffed in the forgotten corners of your father's bookshelf. He doesn't wear it, let alone take care of it. The condition was horrid when I found it. It looked like it hadn't been touched in decades. I took the liberty of restoring and polishing it. See? I bet you've never seen it glow like this. Tell me, Prince, what's it like to possess some of the most expensive and unique items in the world, and yet have no appreciation for them? No answer. I'm not surprised. You see, this is why I don't care how you feel right now, my liege. You have taken everything from me, even my very name. I have nothing left. And yet, whether you have this ring or not, you will always live in class and comfort. You will never know what it is like to lose everything. You will always have security until your dying breath. Even after, your tomb shall be lined in gold, and ignorant bards will sing thy praises. Why do the worst of the worst get to live forever? Why do the gods mock us so? Royal brats like you could never understand. You've had a silver spoon in your mouth since the day you were born. Then, there's people like me who have to find creative ways to earn such luxuries. It doesn't just fall into our laps. But sometimes, we get lucky. Like tonight, for example. Have you calmed down now? I don't want to keep this blade against your throat. And I certainly don't want to slice it open. I'd prefer to turn you in, alive. I get paid more that way. My contact will be here for you at sunrise. Which means you'll be staying here the rest of the night. Are you hungry? I heard your stomach growl a couple times on our way here. Just sit back, and I'll feed you. I don't mean to humiliate you, my lord, but I can't unbind your hands. I don't believe I have to explain why. Now, just wait here. I'll be right back. Stay put. No hero stuff, all right? And I'm back. I made a loaf of bread this morning, and I have some fresh water for you as well. My contact asked for you to be in good condition. I can't imagine why, but she offered me quite the bonus. There's something else she asked of me, but we'll get to that in a moment. First, eat, my lord. I'll tear off a piece of bread and feed it to you. Don't bite my fingers. Promise? Okay. Here you go. Mm-hmm. Yummy. See? Now, wash it down with some water. Better? Do you want some more? All right. I'll put it to the side until you are ready. So, about that second task that I mentioned. My contact has requested me to sample you. She wants me to assess how receptive you are to certain actions. The result will determine what she does with you after you've left here. My guess is she intends to sell you off to the slavers. Not here, of course, but on another continent. Whether you will be used as a workhorse or as something else is what is to be determined. I'd ask you which you'd prefer, but I'm afraid the choice does not belong to you. How could I do this? You know, I admit, I am conflicted. This is the biggest thing I have ever done. There will soon be hundreds of guards searching for you. Your absence, whether you are alive or dead, could change the tides of war. I knew what I was getting myself into before I agreed to my contract. This isn't your average deal. It is a contract bound in blood. If I fail, they'll come for me. That's why I have to do this, my lord. There is no going back for me or you. Don't look at me like that. Stop playing victim. Your father already made my bounty high enough to make a man rich for the rest of his days. For the remainder of my life, your kind will hunt me for a crime I did not commit. And you know it. Don't you? You were there. You saw who murdered the queen. It was not I. After the ring was in my possession, I left the grounds immediately. Her Majesty was not killed until after I was gone,
And yet I was the scapegoat for your father's precious advisor. Oh, you know, the guy who has been planning revenge on His Majesty since the day he came to rule. But that's none of my business. I don't care about your foolish affairs. I never did. I only ever stole what I needed to survive. And I always gave back to the people in some way. Sometimes, I shared my coin and shelter with the peasants of the city. But after the king deemed me the enemy, even they betrayed me. Eventually, I realized that I will never know peace unless I leave this place. I've got nothing here, nothing left to lose. This is the only way I can escape this life and the ones who hunt me. Don't you get it? This is the only way I can be free. Who do I work for? You're seriously offering to help me? Huh. Spare me your lies, Brat Prince. Besides, do I look like someone who takes orders? Nope. Not even from the crown. Who's my contact then? Well, she's one of those underworldly types. She wears a dark hooded robe. When she's not speaking in riddles, she mutters to herself in a strange tongue. She never translates for me either. It's actually quite irritating. However, dealing with her is more than worth it. Very not. You'll meet her soon enough. How much she wishes to reveal about herself to you is ultimately up to her. You're asking far too many questions, and I've said far too much already. Keep this up, and I'll gag you again. No. Without further delay. I have to get to the bottom of this before sunrise. Let me just... Hey. Hold still. What's it look like I'm doing? I'm removing your pants. I need to examine you further. I'd cut off your robes, but... they're expensive. I'll be selling those as well. But for now, your wrists stay tightly bound as they are. There. My lord, I see why you have so many mistresses. There is much to be admired about you. As I said earlier, I have been asked to gauge how responsive you are to my touch. I'll begin with my hands. First, I'll run my fingers along your shaft, and then gently wrap them around it. I wish to know what you feel like in my grasp. Very nice. There is length, as well as girth. Plenty to work with. What happens when I move my hand up and down, like so? You just twitched. Are you sensitive? No. Are you sure? How about here? Or here? I insist you be open with me about your pleasure, my liege. My report of you must be as accurate as humanly possible
so that you are sent to the right place. There we go. That's better. Relax, my lord. I'm going to make you feel good. You are doing quite well thus far. Now, I shall test thee with my tongue. Any objections? I knew you'd take kindly to me, my liege. I thank thee. I've always wanted a taste of royalty. And now I have my chance. You are exquisite, my lord. Absolutely divine. Are you enjoying yourself? Good. Me too. Allow me to make up for the way I treated you on the way here. No. Make no mistake. You're still bound to be sold. Your cock may be godlike, but your genitals don't grant me the life of freedom that I so desperately desire. Your bounty, however, certainly does. Yes, I know. It's ironic. What goes around comes around, my liege. Speaking of coming, you seem ready. So, unfortunately, I must cease. Don't worry, my lord. You'll get your release. You simply must wait until I have mine. It's already apparent that you can be pleased. But how well can you reciprocate? This is the next part of your assessment. For this to work properly, I have to readjust your bindings and remove the rest of your clothing. Your hands will no longer be restrained behind you, but instead, above you. If you turn around, you'll notice the shackles on my bedpost. You aren't the first I've had to restrain here. Don't act so surprised. Be calm. I only intend to cut the rope around your wrists. I'd like for this to be a smooth transition. Try anything funny, and this blade might slip. Understand? Good. There. Now, close off. Quickly. Good. Hands back in your restraints. These aren't as bad as the rope. Are you ready to taste me, my prince? I need to test your ability to give pleasure. For your sake, I strongly encourage you to do your very best. And if you try to hurt me, I will make you regret it. My dagger will always be in my reach. I really don't want to use it. All right? I am going to move myself above you now, so my lips are brushing yours. There. Now, you know what to do, my liege. Show me how you please your fair maidens. Show me how you spoil them. Give me the same treatment that you would your princess. Not bad. Not bad at all. But I think you can do better than that. That's more like it. Keep going. Don't stop. Stick your tongue inside me. Swirl it around just like that. Fuck. You're so good. I needed this. Make me come, my lord. You'll do it for me, won't you? You will. And then I'm going to claim you. I need to know what you feel like. I can't wait any longer. I'm so close. Phenomenal. Here, I'll give you some air. You did exceptionally well, my liege. Let us rest, if only for a moment. All right. It's time, my lord. It's time for you to take me. I'm going to fuck you until you blow your royal load deep inside me. Mm-hmm. That's right. You're going to breed me before I sell you off. Don't worry. You won't have to do anything after this. You'll be long gone. Don't act like this doesn't excite you. You fantasize about things like this. I read your diary. Mm-hmm. I did. You have no secrets from me, my prince. I read all about how you secretly loathe the fast and easy women you're constantly surrounded by. They do everything you ask with the snap of your fingers. And that bores you to tears, doesn't it? You even wrote a passage about how you wanted a mysterious, powerful woman to snatch you away and rearrange your stars. Of course a spoiled brat like you would dream of such fantasies. And what about one of your most recent entries? Specifically, the one describing how you tried to summon a succubus. My lord, no offense, but are you mad? You're fortunate that you got me instead. I promise you, you bloody fool. You don't need to summon a demon to get the pleasure you seek. I'm going to give it to you right here and now. Allow me to position myself. My tight little hole teasing your cock. Sliding my wetness down along your length. Isn't this nice? Do you know what would be nicer? If I just sat down on you and took you whole. Like this.
Fuck. My lord. The way you stretch me. It's almost too much. But I love it. Gods, yes, I do. Give me more. Give me all of you. You belong to me. Fuck. Harder. Faster. Deeper. Make me remember this night. Leave your mark inside me so that I may never forget. It has been ages since I've heard it. No, no. Not Shadowfoot. My name is Seria. Say it. Again. Louder. I'm coming, my lord. Yes, that's it. Feel me. Come inside. Gods. It's so warm and so perfect. Very good, my liege. My assessment is now complete. I'll crawl off of you now. Look at you. We made a mess. Let me clean you off. This is just for me, okay? There. Now, let's get dressed. You and I both need some rest before my contact arrives. What do you mean I'm still going through with it? Of course I am. Did you really think I would change my mind? You really are a spoiled brat. All right. Now that we are decent again, get some sleep. If you can, I will lay next to you. The restraints stay on. Sorry. The sun will rise again in a few hours. My apologies for keeping you up so late. It is time. Wake up, Prince. The Dark One has come for you. I said, wake up! Nervous? Me? No. Not at all. I'm going to undo your shackles so I can put you back in rope. Yes, yes. I know your wrists must be beyond sore, but the choice is not my own. Now be quiet. I have to do this right. Hands crossed in front of you. There. Perfect. Come with me. Stand behind me. Just there. Not a word. Unless you are at rest. Understood? Good. And thank you for a wonderful evening. Best of luck to you, my lord. You're going to need it. Good morning. I pray your journey here was not a difficult one.
Not at all. Where is he?
Does he still live? Straight to business, eh? Very well. I like that. Yes, he cooperated with me, and so his life has been spared. For now, at least. Here he is, the prince himself. Son of King Magnus. Presented as you asked. I am satisfied that thou did not need to spill his blood. Tell me of thy tactics, thy means to bring him here. Did thou sway him with fear or seduction?
Oh. Both.
Clever girl. Hast thou assessed him as I requested?
Yes. Not only is he well equipped, but he is highly skilled with his hands and tongue. Much more so than the lesser subjects I have sold to you. I wouldn't be surprised if you wanted to keep him for yourself. He's just that talented.
I see. I am pleased. Thou hast fulfilled thy end of the bargain, Shadowfoot. I haven't a single complaint with thy service to me. Thy payment and bonus are located in a wooden crate underneath the bridge just north of your home.
A dead drop. Interesting.
Indeed. Do retrieve it with utmost haste. I thank thee for thy business and thy efficiency, Seria of Talren. Thy blood pact is now broken. Thou art free to roam wherever thy wish. Blessings of the moon shadow upon thee. Prince, why the look of fear? Giveth thy farewells to the Shadowfoot, and walk with me. Fine steeds, are they not? Why dost thou hesitate? Step inside my carriage, and have a seat. Make thyself comfortable, my liege. 'Tis a long journey to the outer lands, and we have much to discuss along the way. Driver, we are ready. Let's be off.
Fare thee well, Prince, and thank you for granting me my freedom. I couldn't have done it without you.